This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Island Museum and Archives is putting out the first exhibition of the season. I caught up with the museum director, Melanie Boyle, as well as a new volunteer, Monica Hoffman, that helped to install the new exhibition. Wayfinding Stories of Maps and Place. As you said before the interview, we all have a soft spot for maps. This is a thing.
It's really true. The exhibition, Finding Stories of Maps and Place, we have a lot of maps in our collection. And so the exhibition idea came about, actually, Nancy Kendall, our president, but also part of the exhibition committee, he had an idea a while ago saying, we have a lot of maps, and let's put them up on the wall. But we didn't realize it was like quite an undertaking. And so we expanded the idea of the just exhibiting maps to think about place. And that's where the title Wayfinding comes in, because it's about navigating the land. It's a relationship to the land. It's history, contemporary perspectives as well. There's a deep cultural aspect to wayfinding. We don't really touch on that too much. It's mainly a focus on Western perspectives dealing with maps in our collection or ones that have come forward, generously shared with by members of our community. But you're right, everyone has a passion for maps on one level. They're a little bit, can be a bit problematic because they are only tell one narrative often, and they've had a darker history in terms of colonialism in Canada. But they are fascinating documents and they're beautiful to look at. So that's what we got on the go.
And when does this exhibit open?
It opens on March 26th from 1 to 4, totally drop-in, open house. Come back down and meet people who've set up the exhibition, the committee, and anybody who's contributed. So yeah, March 26th, which is a Sunday, from 1 to 4. And we'll have refreshments and just whatever.
And then your museum hours will continue?
So we're currently on winter hours, which are Friday and Saturday from 12 to 4. And then we'll switch over to summer hours, I think probably mid-June, just Friday and Saturday. So after the market, Friday market, come walk up the hill and come and stop by and see us.
Perfect. Things are happening on Cortez in March. So, Monica, you're new to Cortez.
I am.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And you're still in the process of helping to install this exhibition.
Yes.
Because there's so many maps and archival materials, mm-hmm. What was your experience putting this together?
There were certainly a few challenges in terms of safely installing and respecting the archival nature of some of the maps so that they were properly installed. And we got very creative in a number of ways in how we were able to install. So it was definitely a team effort, but I think we're quite pleased with not only the physical installation of it, but also how each their little segments throughout the museum space and how they tie together. So both from how it was physically installed on the walls or in the space, and then how they relate thematically to each other.
And is there anything significant since you're new to Cortez that you learned as you were going through all of these maps? And
I think one of the things that I really was impressed by was the number of hand-drawn maps and how people who have lived on Cortez have put onto paper and also into other methods of wayfinding how to navigate and how to locate yourself in space. So I think that's to see the number of archival maps drawn by Cortez residents has been really illuminating.
Beautiful. That's finding yourself in space. I really like that. Awesome. Melanie, you mentioned that there are quite a few local donors that helped contribute to this exhibit. Are there any significant pieces that you want to mention?
Yeah. Yes, that's one of the nicest parts of this process. It's been going on for a while, the install and the development. And I think word got out. People stopped by and they've contributed some really beautiful of their own collection. One is the Clahoose Place Names map, which is really interesting. It's a large format map. We've scanned a copy and reprinted it. So it's up on the wall. And that is really interesting. Project from 1998 of place names, Idjutham place names, from the whole region of Clahoose, whether it's Cortez all the way up to Toba. So that's really beautiful. And we have a really interesting collection of maps from the Cortez Community Forest Process, the project from about 2000 that David Shipway and Bruce Ellingson worked on. And they wrote a text as well, which people can access a lot of the text on our website. We're hoping to get QR codes so it can link up. But that's a really dynamic collection. And they came forward and David brought a whole roll of maps under his arm one day. And we managed to install about 9 of them. And let's see, there's just some really interesting other people have come through. Somebody shared a globe. There was a shout out earlier for people that had globes. And that was really great. And a beautiful star chart map. Maps are something, I think it captures people's imagination. There's a personal connection to maps as well. There's always a story behind it. We have Judith Williams' beautiful map of Butte Inlet, which is an actual painting. It's from an exhibition she had in 2010, and that's up. So we have a lot of large-scale maps, which I think was one of the challenge of exhibiting, because we have a small space and we got them up, and there's this one that's Monica and I installed. We had to find a solution for it, and it's really big. But yeah, but the details are there. Like, you can go up and with a magnifying glass on one of them, and some of them you have to stand back to appreciate. So the scale, the element of scale, which is interesting as it relates to the body in space, is really interesting. Very much another layer to experiencing the exhibit. So yeah, so a lot of great contributions. So
any other things
that you can think of, Monica?
One of my favorite pieces is the bush map poem by Jelaine Douglas, and I like it for many reasons, but I think first and foremost it's the inclusion of the written word, part of what's largely a visual collection, so it incorporates written word into an arena that's typically dominated by images, and I like how it supports that. But it also just stands on its own.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.